and Shabbat Shalom. We usher in Shabbat as we also usher in Veterans Day weekend. And so we dedicate this TBS Shabbat service. Now I have a mic. Okay, that might be better. We dedicate this TBS Shabbat service to all our veterans and active military. As Jews, a people who all too often in our history have lacked appropriate defense to preserve our lives, we understand in our souls the need for a solid military that will defend the rights and the values of good people, vulnerable people, here and throughout the world. We are grateful on this Erev Shabbat for men and women who make sacrifices, sometimes ultimate sacrifices, for our protection. We are grateful for the contribution of our members who give of their time and talents to enhance our community. Thank you to Brad Stein for again sharing his musical talents with us to create a spiritual environment as we enter Shabbat. Thank you to our upcoming speakers this evening who will share about their time as Jewish lay leaders in the military. So that is Risa Morris and Jake Kramer and Cal Lederer somewhere. Thank you to Jim Sturm for his coordination and leadership for tonight's service and our social action activity at the Oneg. Let us begin our service in the spirit of Hoda'ah, of gratitude, appropriate for November. We're grateful for this opportunity to come together in community to sing, to celebrate our November birthdays and anniversaries, to send our prayers to those who are ill or recovering, to remember those no longer with us. Thank you to each of you who create a community with whom we share our prayers, our songs, our sorrows and joys, our dedication to Jewish values. We continue with a prayer of welcome on the top of page 5. O source of light and truth, creator of the eternal law of goodness and of the impulse within us for justice and mercy, we pray that this hour of worship may be one of vision and inspiration. Help us to find knowledge by which to live. Lead us to take the words we shall speak into our hearts and our lives. Bless all who enter this sanctuary in search and in need, all who bring to this place the offerings of their hearts. May our worship lead us to acts of kindness, peace, and love. Amen. We welcome our Shabbat angels as we join in Shalom Aleichem, page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShare, Malachei HaShare, Malachei Elyon, Mi Melech, Malachei HaKadosh Baruch I'm
Call up two very active members of B'nai Shalom, Jim and Carrie Sturum, and Jillian Sturum. Why don't you go too? Surprise, surprise. Who all work hard to enhance and strengthen our dedication to our core Jewish values. The Sturums light up our temple and our candles. Page 11.
These Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them. So may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light.
Welcome Shabbat with the singing of Lecha Dodi, page 14.
Lecha, Lecha Dodi, Likrat, Likrat Kala, B'nai, B'nai Shabbat, Likabala. Lecha, Lecha Dodi, Likrat, Likrat Kala, B'nai, B'nai Shabbat, Likabala, La, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat, Likrat Kala, B'nai, B'nai Shabbat, Likabala.
Shabbat,
di, likrat likrat kala, pani pani Shabbat nikamela. Lecha lecha do di, likrat likrat kala, pani pani Shabbat nikamela. Pani pani Shabbat nikamela. Pani pani Shabbat nikamela.
You may be seated. I would like to welcome to our Bima, our first of our Veterans Day speakers this evening, Risa Morris.
I became a Jewish lay leader at Headquarters Air Force Base Command when I was a young, brand new captain. A call came out asking for volunteers to the lay leader program. I raised my hand, going against the advice of those more experienced than me. Never volunteer for an additional duty. As a new lay leader, I wasn't sure what to expect. Turns out there hadn't been a Jewish lay leader at my base for quite some time. I met with the command's head of chaplaincy, a colonel, an ardent Alabama fan. He simply told me to make this my own. As with most military jobs, this duty had training. Training was held at a kosher hotel in Miami, a unique experience to say the least. There were about 20 of us of all ranks from bases across the world. Some had been doing this for a while and some not. We spent 4 days learning about our responsibilities and exchanged ideas. What we found the most entertaining, however, was that the chaplain in charge was a Catholic priest, although yes, there was a rabbi in attendance. This is a testament to what it was like in the Air Force for Jewish lay leaders during my time, as opposed to our Christian counterparts. We flew solo. They had a chaplain as their co-pilot. So what were some of the things that I ended up doing? Having been stationed in places with little or no Jewish community, I knew I wanted to reach out to those assigned to remote stations. Trusting that I would be given a modest budget, I started creating and sending out Jewish-themed care packages to the 6 remote bases that were part of my command. I attended services at the Air Force Academy. Although services were for the cadets, a small group of us, both active and retired, preferred the academy to the local temple. The rabbi assigned to the academy liked me, and hearing of my new additional duty, asked if I would agree to become a member of the academy's chaplain's council. Of course, I said yes. So besides attending meetings, I also ended up leading services from time to time when the rabbi was away. When the Air Force started working on its new uniform regulation, which allowed the wearing of a yarmulke, my command's head chaplain asked me to get involved. I learned a lot about how regulations were written, reviewed, and the timelines involved. At the end of my tenure, I was nominated and won the command's Volunteer of the Year Award. This experience played an important role in my growth as an officer. It helped me hone my skills when dealing with senior officers. It helped me learn how to act with a modicum of confidence when I felt fear. Can we say leading services? And I learned to trust my instincts on being proactive along with recommending and implementing solutions to problems. If you think something needs to be done, then be the one to do it. Lastly, being a lay leader helped set me up for my future here at TBS. I knew after being a lay leader that I wanted to continue not just being a part of the Jewish community, but giving to the Jewish community. A couple of years after joining TBS, I became a member of the board and eventually the executive board as third, second vice president, and as treasurer. When I look back at my career in the Air Force, being a lay leader is one of those memories that I most cherish.
We rise for Baruch Hu on page 17.
Thank you.
God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds and hearts and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. The Shema is the line of Torah that is perhaps best known to Jews through the generations. It is simple and so powerful. It is the affirmation of God's oneness everywhere and for all time that has brought comfort and grounding for centuries. We know that many Jewish service men and women certainly had these words on their lips during times of war when they felt frightened. As we prepare to join in this holy prayer, we think of how its words brought a sense of safety to them in their time of emotional need, and how its words bring safety and comfort to us when life's circumstances shake the ground beneath us. Shema helps us to know we are always part of a greatness, of holiness, of a universal good. We continue on page 22. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavacha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam b'shivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech ushochbecha uvkumecha Ukshartam laot al yadecha,
V'hayu l'totafot bein einecha. Uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeruv asitem et kol mitzvotai. V'item kedoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem l'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Middle of page 24. Every Shabbat we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Mi chamocha ba'idim Adonai, mi chamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh. Mi chamocha ba'idim Adonai, mi chamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh. Nora tehi Lord, oseh, oseh be'leh. Mi chamocha ba'idim Adonai, mi chamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh. Mi chamocha ba'idim Adonai, mi chamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh. Kodesh Nora Tehi Lord Oseh Oseh Fele Malchutecha Ra'uvanecha Boki Hayam Lifnei Moshe Miriam Ze'eni Anu V'amru Adonai Loch Le'olam Va'ed Michamocha Ba'idim Adonai Michamocha Nedar Ba'Kodesh Michamocha Ba'idim Adonai Michamocha Nedar Ba'Kodesh Nora Tehilot Oseh Oseh Fele Michamocha Ba'idim Adonai Michamocha Nedar Ba'Kodesh Michamocha Ba'idim Adonai Michamocha Nedar Ba'Kodesh.
Top of page 25. Said only in the evenings, the Hashkivenu asks God to protect us while we sleep and spread the sukkah of peace over us. Why a sukkah? A temporary, fragile structure. We ask for shelter not only when in our homes, but also when we are out in the world. Like our ancestors who lived in the fields in Sukkot during the harvests, we seek protection wherever we may roam. Even when we rise up out of the sukkah of slumber to our daily lives, we pray God may bless our people with peace. Hashkivenu number 3 on page 26.
Hashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu l'shalom. Shalom, v'hamidenu malkeinu l'chayim. U'fros aleinu sukkat shlomecha, u'fros aleinu sukkat shlomecha. Amen.
Shabbat, Jacob Kramer, our second speaker.
Okay, so I wrote this from my room overlooking the submarine pens at Pearl Harbor, and I can think of few locations better suited to capture my thoughts on Veterans Day. By the way, does anybody know how to say shalom in Hawaii? Shalom. So when I volunteered to speak tonight, I asked Jim what I should talk about, and he said, oh, about 5-10 minutes. On the other hand, the rabbis asked us all to speak about our experience as Jewish lay leaders in the military, and this is a bit more challenging for me. Military service today is quite different from that of World War II of compulsory service, because as you're all probably well aware, our military today is an all-volunteer force. While that provides our nation with the most highly trained, educated, equipped, and technologically advanced military the world has ever known, there are some unfortunate side effects. One of those is that the vast majority of the American Jewish community in the United States has not served in the military, perhaps because, thankfully, they do not have to, but more disconcerting that they do not feel obligated. Growing up in the Army as a Jewish infantryman, it can be a bit spiritually solitary. As such, I've never had the privilege of actually serving as a Jewish lay leader. Nevertheless, I'm all the more proud to share my personal experience with you tonight as an American Jew in the profession of arms. I can sum up my experience as a Jewish lay leader in two words, Minyan and Judar. El Melech Ne'eman, God is a faithful God. Did I say that right? Thank you. I'm no learned Jewish scholar, but if memory serves correct, when there's no Minyan, rather than reciting the Baruch Hu at the start of the Shema, we're supposed to recite that line instead. And I suppose that the intent is to remind us that even if we're unable to gather the required quorum of 10 Jews, God remains faithful to us when we demonstrate our individual faith to God. I think this takes on greater meaning as a Jewish soldier in the United States Army, particularly if you choose to observe. Remember, we are a minority. And in the Army, where everything is expected to be uniform, regimented, and the same, standing out, being different, can draw unwanted attention, often in the form of push-ups. Metaphorically speaking, let me be clear, I've never had to do push-ups because I was a Jew. I just want to be clear. Right. But when we don't have a minyan readily available, the Talmud, I think, admonishes us to seek fellow Jews with whom we can pray. This is imperative when you're a Jewish soldier in the far-flung reaches of America. But that's what we did as a family. Temple Beth El in Columbus, Georgia, where my wife Caroline completed her conversion to Judaism on September 21st, 2001, 10 days after 9/11. High holidays in Congregation Degel Israel in Watertown, New York, which welcomed all the Jewish soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division. Yom Kippur in Las Vegas, at, if memory serves correct, Congregation Ner Tamid. In addition to the Kramers, it included no less than a packed house, 3 Bentleys, and Tony Curtis. And everywhere we went, we were welcomed not simply as soldiers, but as Jews, as family. Which brings me to Judar. It's all well and good and fairly easy to find Jews in all kinds of places across the U.S. Ask Rabbi Rappaport. She was in Idaho. But it's a bit different when you're in the field or deployed to some random foreign country. Wiktionary defines Judar. Wiktionary, very highly regarded source. So Wiktionary defines Judar, or the contraction of Jewish radar, as the supposed ability of one Jew to be able to detect or intuitively sense whether another person is a Jew. I cannot speak to the pseudoscience behind any of it, only that we all seem to have it, and that it has been incredibly useful across my 20-plus years in the military. Frankly, I didn't realize I had the superpower until I left the comfortably Jewish confines of Shaker Heights in Cleveland, Ohio. Growing up there, we still had days off from school for the high holidays when they fell in the middle of the week. There weren't enough substitute teachers to backfill all the Jewish faculty in the public schools. Seriously, it was like Rockville on steroids. So here are some examples of how Judars worked for me in the Army. Beast Barracks, West Point, 1993. It's the first week of Beast, and I can tell I'm the only Jew in the squad. I'm furiously shining my low quarters when the door flies open and a classmate from my sister squad runs in, probably to escape upperclassmen. His name, Adam Seldo. He looks at me, I look at him, and immediately we just know we're both Lancemen. 2505 Parachute Infantry Regiment, 82nd Airborne Division, my grandfather's old unit, actually, deployed to Sinai, Egypt 2000. There's only one other Jewish lieutenant in the battalion. We're able to go and celebrate Rosh Hashanah in Israel at a family friend's home. Coming back across the border was an adventure. That was the weekend that Ariel Sharon, may he rest in peace, visited the Temple Mount, and a group of Palestinians threw rocks at him, and Intifada II started. Misery loves company. 431 Infantry, the Polar Bears, 10th Mountain Division, New York, Fort Drum, New York, 2001. A new lieutenant, I was a captain at the time, our chemical officer shows up. I reviewed his record brief, like his one-page resume. Liran Lee Inus, graduate of Brandeis University, hailing from New York City. So there's a local Chinese restaurant menu and calendar hanging on the back of my wall office, the wall of my office. And on a hunch, I pointed out to him, and also that I'm not Chinese. And he quickly shoots back, "I'm not Chinese either, sir." Yup, Jewish. Turns out his parents were both Israelis. A little bit more. So the major's course, Fort Belvoir, Virginia, 2007, very close to home. There's a chaplain in my section, Carlos Huerta. Okay, so the yarmulke gave it away. But he and I are the only Jews in the course, and we happen to be together. Funny how that worked out. Incidentally, Rabbi Huerta was the Jewish chaplain for the 101st Airborne Division in Iraq when we crossed the berm. He was likely the first Jew to enter Mosul in decades. As you may or may not know, Mosul is the ancient city of Nineveh. Rabbi Huerta tracked down and located the synagogue there. The locals had been using it as a trash dump for years. Finally, my favorite, Bagram Air Base, Afghanistan, 2011. I'd recently arrived after spending roughly 3 weeks training down at CENTCOM in Tampa, plus another week of pre-deployment training at Fort Benning. After a few days of getting my feet on the ground at the Afghanistan Threat Finance Cell, I finally had the opportunity to meet my teammate, Lori. She has a Polish-sounding last name, grew up in Philly. Turns out she was Ukrainian, spoke fluent Russian. Her parents had emigrated from the Soviet Union in the 1980s, and there wasn't a whole lot of money for college. She joined the Army and became an intelligence analyst. She was brilliant, especially when it came time to the Taliban. Though several years my junior, she served as an incredible mentor. The day we met, a number of us were outside our headquarters building, and it was close to dinner. Some of the guys asked who wanted to go to dinner. Lori said she couldn't. She was fasting. That was all I needed to hear. It was October 7th, 2011. It was Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre, actually. Bingo. Once again, I knew I wasn't alone. Incidentally, it was that later that same year when I moved up to Kabul and met Colonel Risa Morris. Unbelievable. Two Jews in uniform from the same shul in Northern Virginia in Kabul. So Judar has served me well. Sure, it's rarely resulted in a minyan, but it's reminded me that no matter where I am in the world, no matter how isolated from my family and my community, I can always seem to find at least one other Jew serving their country. It's reminded me that I'm never truly alone or the only Jew around. And so in sum, I pray that more Jewish Americans will heed the call to serve their nation in uniform, particularly in the infantry, making it far easier for all of us serving our country to observe as Jews together and rely less on the magic of Judar to retain a sense of community. Thank you.
Please rise for Tefillah, page 29. Ata Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol, Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Konei Hakol, V'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, umevi g'ula livnei v'nehem,
Lama'an Shemo B'Ahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham V'Ezrat Sarah, bottom of page 30. Ata Gibor La'olam Adonai, Mechaye HaKol Ata Rav Lahoshia, Mechalkel Chayim B'Chesed, Mechaye HaKol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim V'Rofe Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umekayem Emunato Lishene Afar, Mi Chamocha Baal Givurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Meimi Dumachaye Umatzmiach Yeshua, V'Ne'eman Ata Lahachayot HaKol, Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechaye HaKol. Page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Meloch Ol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Please be seated. Bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. Our prayer for Hoda'ah, for gratitude, the top of page 37. We gratefully acknowledge that you are the eternal our God and God of our people, the God of all generations. You are the rock of our life, the power that shields us in every age. We thank you and sing your praises for our lives, which are in your hands, for our souls, which are in your keeping, for the signs of our presence we encounter every day, and for your wondrous gifts at all times, morning, noon, and night. You are goodness, your mercies never end. You are compassion, your love will never fail. You have always been our hope. There are few Americans who understand our prayers for peace as deeply as people who are in the military or who are in military families. Our service members have much to personally lose when there is war. On this Veterans Day, our prayers for peace are particularly heartfelt. May we do all we can to build bridges of understanding, to bring prayers and compassion into the world, to help create a world of peace in which everyone and every nation is safe. Our traditional prayer for peace, Shalom Rav, is on page 39. with our special prayer for our nation, our leaders, and our military, page 41. Bless our land and all its inhabitants. Be with those whom we have chosen to lead us, that they may strive to establish justice and opportunity for all, and labor to bring peace to the family of nations. Bless the members of our congregation and all other congregations and communities who have pledged their lives to active service. May they be guided and protected while they are away, and may they return in health and peace to their families and friends who sacrificed so much in the name of patriotism. May all those who sacrificed life and limb for our nation know how grateful we are for their devotion to our country. May we embrace our freedom as Americans in this land we love. May good citizenship and respect for diversity replace enmity, bigotry, and strife. May we help this nation continue to be a beacon of democracy, freedom, and the protector of human rights around the world. Amen. Page 45. Our Misha Berach prayer brings a mixture of feelings. I'm looking right now at two of our members who we have said Misha Berach for so long, and we're so pleased, Stan and Janet and others who just continue to heal and be able to be here and grow in strength. And we pray that you will continue to keep growing in strength. And we also have congregants this month, family members who have received difficult diagnoses, who are soon to be having surgery, and who are managing chronic conditions. Our hearts go out to them and to everyone in need of healing as we join together in our prayer of hope and of compassion, Misha Berach. Private prayers.
The military Jewish community began in Frankfurt, Germany, sometime a few years after World War II, I think around 1950-ish or so. When the U.S. forces left Frankfurt in the mid-1990s, it ceased to exist. The day after I arrived in Frankfurt in the mid-1970s as a young soldier, I went to Shabbat services because my mother, an Army wife, always told me, you get to a new assignment, go to services. And so that's what I did. I walked into the typically non-denominational, bland military chapel that Shabbat, and I met my future in-laws, who had just themselves arrived from Thailand about 30 days before. And a month later, I met my future wife, Suzanne. We and our two young sons walked back into the same chapel 16 years later in 1992 and discovered that in the interim, our community had lost its Jewish chaplain and was about to lose its lay leader. I was the senior officer present. I became the lay leader. It works like that in the military, oftentimes. Every military Jewish community is unique because of many variables, like the available population, the military missions and the units in the area, whether families are accompanying the service members, what are the resources available, and the proximity to other Jews who are in the local area. Which reminds me, in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, in the 1980s, we broke our Yom Kippur fast with some Israeli embezzlers who were let out of the local federal prison to join us. But that's another story. Back to Frankfurt in the 1990s. Not too long before we returned, there were upwards of 60,000 Americans in the Frankfurt metropolitan area, about 10% of the city's population, including almost 9,000 families. Our congregation was lots smaller. It was comprised of maybe a couple of dozen American families, a few single servicemen, some expat Americans and Israelis, and a few Germans and other third country nationals who had an affinity for us and not so much for the German Jewish community. This diversity was actually a strength because the onegs in the basement of the chapel were a lively mix of languages and subjects. We had no board of directors. We had not much of a budget. We shared a chaplain's assistant with the Catholics, and one of the two Jewish army chaplains in Germany would drop by for Shabbat maybe once every couple of months because we were one of the stronger communities and larger communities. But we had services every Friday night. Like most military Jewish communities, our liturgy was a mix. Ours was somewhere between Reform and what I would call low conservative. It was, our services were led by congregants who could carry a tune, which was not me. We had a shoestring religious school. We had our communal seders, and we had our Hanukkah parties, and we observed the High Holy Days. Like TBS, the chapel offered a space of peace and fellowship, and for the military, a pause from duties, which in the 1970s was training and planning to stop, or more likely slow down, the Soviet 8th Guards Army if it left its garrison 70 miles away and crossed the Fulda Gap. In the 1990s, it was a pause from rotations to the Balkans. Like TBS, there were the stalwarts who were the backbone of our small group, like Esther Baton. Esther was one of our members, but she was employed working for the Protestant chaplains. She really thought of herself as ours, though, and I would say she considered herself probably our Lynn Richmond. If you can imagine Lynn looking like Cher and speaking with a very deep Moroccan accent. The magnificent West End Synagogue, the sole surviving synagogue from the war, was just a few blocks away, but we had very little contact with it, except for the occasional need for moil. Suzanne and I struck up a relationship with the Chabad family that was establishing the Rebbe's first outpost in Frankfurt. The rabbi's wife, Hannah, gave our then kindergartner and first grader their first Hebrew lessons. While our little Jewish military community functioned apart from the German Jewish community, we were connected with the few other small military Jewish communities in Germany. And we recall fondly a raucous Birkat Hamazon during a weekend retreat in the woods with a couple of hundred other military Jews and their families. Never too far from our thoughts was the fact that we were practicing Judaism in Germany. In 1933, there were 26,000 Jews in Frankfurt. Few were left after the war. Several times a week, I drove by the Neue Jüdische Friedhof, the new Jewish cemetery, to reach other installations, knowing that in the first several rows of graves by the entrance were, or are, Jewish Frankfurters who committed suicide in 1941 when the transports began. My office, just a few meters from our chapel, was in the former headquarters of the IG Farben industrial giant known for its production of Zyklon B. As lay leader, my job was to keep us together, obtain the resources to augment the volunteer efforts of our members, and be the face of our community. Shortly before November 1993, the mayor invited the three-star general who was my boss to an interfaith memorial. I asked if I could represent the U.S. forces. I seldom wear a kippah, but I made sure to wear one with my uniform that day when I was ushered with the dignitaries in the St. Paul's Church in downtown Frankfurt to observe Kristallnacht with several hundred Germans. It was my proudest moment as lately. We left Frankfurt the next summer in 1994, and the next year, U.S. forces left Frankfurt, and our little community closed its doors. By the fall, we had begun our second D.C. assignment and had joined TBS. Shabbat Shalom.
As we prepare to open the Ark for Aleinu, I'd like to call up anyone here who currently serves in the military, who has served in the military, any veterans, and military families too. Aleinu on page 53, please rise.
Take you by your
You may be seated. Page 57. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feidelman. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members and victims of violence around the world. Alexander Veshkin, brother-in-law of Gregory Levin. Jennifer Moore, sister of Laura Jane Cohn. Gloria Hastrider, friend of Marilyn Weissman. Marilyn Holzman Horwich, aunt of Susan Biggs. Ruth Berkowitz, mother of Al Berkowitz. Elwin Bernard Christensen, father of Alan Christensen, father-in-law of Deb Peleus. Those who died in the attack in New York City. Grace Matthews, grandmother of Rodney Jones. Keith Clark, friend of the Weissman and Courtney families. And Shirley Gaynor, mother of Cheryl Bear. This week, we remember our beloved members, Irma Ellis, mother of Julia Salpeter, Edward Eichel, father of Cliff Eichel. We also remember these yard sites of our members, Martin Jacob, Paul Loera, Ray Cohen, Eileen Glazer, Belle Lackman, Erwin Lackman, Jeanette Barmack, Hilda Pekin, Jack Goldstein, Ellen Lepchitz, William Mulstein, Myra Birch, Fanny Chaliff, Stephanie Fowler, Phyllis Landman, Callie Loss, Clara McLaughlin, Toby Pincus, Morris Alexander, Tilly Biggleman, William Blinder, Marla Shoub, Sue Simon, Dr. Alvin Behrman, Anna Eglow, Irving Elowitz, Leonard Morvay, Sylvia Lieberman, and the victims of Kristallnacht. Together, we honor all of their memories as we say together our prayer of memory, Kaddish, page 60. Please rise. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'alma divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei decho beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe Shmei Rabbam Mevarach Le'olam Ol Me'almaya. Yitbarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitromam V'yitnaseh. V'yitadar V'yitaleh V'yitalal Shmei D'kudsha Berichu. Le'elam Minko Berachata V'shirata. Tushbachata V'nechemata. Damiran V'alma V'imru Amen. Yehe Shlama Rabbamin Shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'mromav, hu ya'aseh shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. From our moment of sacred memory to celebrating Shabbat and celebrating our November birthdays and anniversaries. So you can bring your siddur up if you have a November birthday or anniversary and come help us with Kiddush. There must be some November birthdays and anniversaries here. I sense some reluctance.
You weren't here last week.
No. Okay, here. Come on, gather around. So we'll do Kiddush and then blessing. How about that? So Kiddush, page 61. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, beratzav banu, v'shabbat kacho, v'ahava u'ratzon, hinkilanu, zikaron. Yom Tevila, Lamecha Ekodesh, Zecher Letziat, Mizraim, Kivanu Bavata, Leotanu Kidashta, Mikol Amim, down. So November is our month of gratitude. We are grateful for this new beginnings, birthdays, anniversaries. Is it birthdays on this side? Anniversary. I think we also have half an anniversary couple still out there I see on my list. Yes?
Yes, okay. So we'll extend to you too. Mazel tov to you. A new year of life, a new year to grow in love as a couple. We celebrate all of you. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May God bless you with a good and happy and healthy year ahead, a year of growth, of learning, of new fun adventures, of opportunities to do good, to be good, and to enjoy yourselves. Mazel tov to all of you.
Shalom. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple Bnei Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Thank you, Brad, for welcoming us this evening with your beautiful music. Welcome, veterans and veterans' families. Thank you for your service to our nation, for bringing your special stories to TBS this evening as we honor you and all veterans who have bravely served to protect our nation, our citizens, and our American values. Please stop by the special table in the social hall this evening during ONEG to learn more about women's veterans issues and what can be done to help them. Jim Sturm will be there as well as others. TBS members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning. Also, there will be a women's Torah study at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Young TBS families, join us tomorrow evening for movie night at TBS. There will be pizza dinner, movie showing at Havdalah. The movie will be Inside Out. Please join us on Sunday, November 19th for the Crop Walk. Last year, we had 45 TBSers out walking for a Crop Walk and earned the distinction of top fundraising congregation. So let's continue that record. Please participate in and donate to this community event to fight hunger in our area. Please help Sisterhood collect grocery store gift cards in support of LCAC's annual Thanksgiving basket distribution. And Brotherhood is bringing an event, and you can see it listed here in your service folder. This is for all members. Please join us for a TBS Jewish Mythbusters featuring our very own Mythbuster, Rabbi Rappaport. I like that pondering thought there. Okay, looking forward to that. Looking ahead, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Now, is Rabbi Perlin listening to this podcast, or will she?
Probably not.
Rabbi Perlin, cover your ears. Please join us for his very special service with Friends for the Abiding Presence Church. This annual tradition will be even more special this year. Shh. If you don't know the secret, then come see me in ONEG. More importantly, make sure that you come to that Thanksgiving service at Abiding Presence on that Wednesday. It should be a really special evening. Right around the corner from that, please mark your calendars for our Hanukkah party on December 17th. This is open to non-members as well, so please tell your friends and invite them. If you are new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, please see members of our board or membership committee. This evening, Fern and Saul Schwartz are available to answer any questions you may have, so please see Fern and Saul at ONEG. Wishing everyone a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
And you have to check out David's tie if you couldn't see it at the ONEG. Beautiful. And thank you again to Jake and to Risa and to Cal. I really appreciate hearing, since I don't personally have a military background, it really helps me to understand the experience, and we really, really enjoyed you sharing this evening. Really enhanced our Veterans Day. Thank you so much. So we are concluding with God Bless America and then Benediction, and it's not the anthem, but it feels right to rise. So why don't we stand? Words are in your service folder. eternal source of good and blessing, we pray that we may fully appreciate the blessings that we often take for granted, blessings that have come from the sacrifices of others, the freedom to live our Judaism and our values, the freedom to pursue our gifts and our talents, the freedom to each be who we are. On this Veterans Day, we are not only thankful for the service of those who give of themselves and gave of themselves to uphold our highest values, but we also, for their sake and for ours, commit ourselves to working for peace. Yissa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. As we hope every man, woman, and child knows peace in the world, so may you feel peace of mind and heart and spirit on this Shabbat and in the week ahead. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.